Good morning and good afternoon and welcome everyone. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord put in my heart this month to continue to encourage us to enter into that rest. Well, because every time we talk about the rest, there's going to be all kinds of things that the enemy will try to do, the devil, to steal that rest, to steal that joy, to steal that quietness from you. Huh. But we got to find, we're in a battle, you know. But the Lord's name is a banner over us. And we will prevail because the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Yeah, that's what he said. And we need to make certain declarations for ourselves from time to time. You know, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I woke up, you know, from a dream that I was in. And in that dream, I think I shared it here in the room, you know, I was trying to share some scriptures to encourage a group of people. And the next scripture I was about to read was put in my heart in that dream. And he said, you know, and I called it out, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. And then I just, either the dream was interrupted or I woke up or something. But I never read that scripture in the dream. And I didn't even know what it was. I just said it, you know. Somehow I was supposed to know what it was in the dream, but as when I got up, I'm like, what is that? What is in that scripture? I didn't even remember what it was. So I grabbed my Bible and looked it up. And here's what it said. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And I came in the room and shared it. And I think it was about the same day or thereabouts that, you know, right after that, we started to hear all kinds of evil reports and various things going on. But I want to come in here this morning. Again, I'm going to do a follow-up from our lesson on, you know, seeking the Lord, right? But I want to just give an encouragement, first of all, to every one of us to stay strong in the Lord. You know, we should not, this is not the time that we must buckle under pressure. We can't do it. We must not give in to pressure. The deep is calling unto the deep. Our soul is thirsting out for the Lord. That was our lesson from yesterday. And I do have, you know, some more follow-up along those lines. But first, I need to bring more encouragement about this rest. You know, rest, praise God, that the Lord has promised us, so that we got to use these scriptures. You know, when the Lord promises something and it doesn't look like we're getting it, well, we got to continue to declare the scriptures. Here are a few scriptures I want to just read over the room today, as we trust in the Lord together. Amen. And it shall come to pass. Isaiah 14 and verse 3. I want everyone to take note of this scripture. It shall come to pass in that day, in the day that the Lord shall give you rest, such as this day. Because he declared it from the beginning of this month. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear. I mean, the thing which you are afraid of, and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve, from all of the, you know, burdens that the devil put upon us, burdens within our own body, burdens from different things happening to family members, burdens to things happening to our jobs. I mean, burdens to just in every side. It shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give you rest from the sorrows and from the fears and from the hard bondage, that you will take up this proverb against the devil and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked. Huh, glory to God. And the scepter of all the principalities and powers, you know, that came against the people in continual stroke and so forth. The Lord is going to put his people at rest. He said the whole earth will be at rest. The people of God will be at rest. Verse 7 of Isaiah 14. And they will be quiet. You know, they will break forth into singing. Yea, so many things, you know. Trees of the field will rejoice, clap your hands, and so forth with you. The Lord has promised rest and quietness and peace for his people. And you say, well, but it doesn't, it's not like that for me. Well, it will be. The Lord will remember his good word unto you in the name of Jesus. As you stay in the path of righteousness, here's what he said again in Isaiah 32 and verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. That's right. The Lord is going to cause you to enter into this rest, but you must strive for it. You've got to strive for it. That means contend for this word. You know, contend for it. Because the enemy doesn't want us to have rest. He understands that when we have rest, that's when we can strengthen ourselves. That's when we can build. That's when we can prosper. You know, that's when we can achieve even greater things. So he doesn't want us to have any of that. He wants us to have trouble. So he brings trouble on every side. But I like the way that Paul brought it. He said, look, we are troubled on every side. Yet, see, no matter what we faced on every side, buffeted on every side, troubled on every side, you know, but yet we stand strong. You know, you try to knock us over, but we don't hit the canvas. And even if we did, we bounce right back up. And no matter what the enemy throws at us, we know that the word of God to us is a promise of rest, quietness, peace, and assurance. This month, let me declare it again, and I continue to declare it, shall be the beginning of months unto you for rest and for quietness in the name of Jesus. We may be troubled on every side, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8, yet we are not distressed. We may be perplexed because of all the things that have come up against us that we have to deal with. You're dealing with this and you're dealing with that. You're dealing with that one and yet another one. But And in all these things, we will not be in despair. You know, no matter what the enemy throws at us, the Lord said, I will never forsake you, nor leave you. Sometimes we are cast down. My soul, why that cast down within me? Why that disquieted within me? And so forth. Well, maybe cast down, but we're not destroyed. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Micah said in Micah 7 and 8, for when I am cast down, I'm not going to stay down. I will get up. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. When it looks as if the voice of God is far from me, even in those moments will I remember him from the land of Jordan. I will remember his goodness when I was on the mountaintop. In the mountain, on the mountaintop is when you hear his voice. You are in the light. Everything is cool. It's the day of prosperity. The voice is clear. But then you, all of a sudden, you find yourself in the valley. And then there is, I mean, it looks like you're spending more time in the valley these days. And the voice of the Lord, which is supposed to bring rest, is not even there. But when you find yourself in the valley and in the dark, remember what he told you when you were in the light. Yes, and he said, look, whether you are up or down, or I am persuaded, he said, that neither being up or down, neither height nor depth, when I'm on the top of the mountain or when I'm in the valley, whether principalities or powers or any such thing, any creature, things present, things not present, things that haven't even happened yet, whatever the devil is scheming, no matter what it is, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, trouble, sickness in the family, and all these things and so forth, you know, whatever it is, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but you are more than conquerors. You got to declare that word. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things yet to come even, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature, glory to God, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are anchored upon that steadfast love of Christ. Who shall separate us from that love? What shall separate us from that love? Well, none of these things in the name of Jesus shall move us. Even as Paul declared in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, he said that, look, you know, I want to send Timothy and so forth to comfort you concerning your faith and to establish you, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. Don't be moved by them. You know, trouble on every side. Don't be moved by them. You stand strong. The Lord will remember you in your low estate. That's right. The low estate is when you are in the valley. And, you know, we've experienced mountains and we will experience valleys as well. We will experience prosperity. And we will experience adversity. They are both of them side by side, according to Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. And I just want to encourage us this morning that look, yeah, none of these things should move you, but you draw closer to the Lord and he will come through for you. Praise God. I'm praying, and I've been praying, and I'm still praying, that the Lord will give you rest, even beginning this month. even as it is written in the book of Exodus, chapter 33. The Lord gave Moses this promise. He said, my presence, in verse 14 of Exodus 33, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Hallelujah. Now, so we got to claim these promises. I want these promises to be at your fingertips. The Lord said to Joshua, and the psalmist said pretty much the same thing in Psalm 1. Joshua 1, he said, look, these things shall not depart out of your mouth. You will declare it from time to time. Hallelujah. And the Lord, you know, meditated. Joshua 1, verse 8, he said, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. That means you keep declaring it. And it will also be in your heart. You'll be thinking about it and saying it and declaring it. You know, everything that he has said, all of his good word, which he has promised. Psalm 1 says the same thing. That look, you know, when you are trusting in the Lord, meditating on his word, not leaning upon, you know, the advice of the world, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it's in his word. It's in his mouth too. And the Lord is going to come through for you. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue to encourage one another. Yeah, because that's what the scripture says. You know, that through these times, we must encourage one another. Because the enemy is going around as a roaring lion looking for who he may devour. So we want to make sure, you know, that we all have protection from the word of God. The word of God giving us encouragement through the scriptures to hang in there. You know, I pray that we will experience times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I mean, that's really my prayer. I mean, nobody wants to go through these stuffs. You know, that just, I mean, this stuff that just wearies us out, wears us out, one problem after the other. You know, but, you know, sometimes it is what it is. You know. But we must draw strength from the promises of God. We must draw strength from the encouragements of the Lord. You know, Joshua chapter 21. He was declaring it at the end, looking back in verses 44 and 45. He said, look, there has not failed anything of what the Lord spoke to us by the mouth of Moses, his servant. He gave us rest all around and he fulfilled his good word. Hallelujah. Now, I pray for everyone that's in here today listening to the sound of my voice. That in person now, or through the replays later, you know, that this word will come upon you and take hold of you. And you will take hold of the word as well. The promises of God will overtake you. We're told in Deuteronomy 28. The good word of the Lord will overtake you. And while you grab it too, the Lord will give you rest. And it will cause you to have rest from all sides. Joshua 21 and 44. Even as the Lord spoke unto us, the beginning of this month, glory to God, that will not fail any of all the good things that the Lord has spoken to us. It shall all come to pass. There will be rest that the Lord will begin to bring to us, you know, and the reason why the Lord oftentimes gives us these encouraging scriptures is because he knows what's just around the corner. You know, so let us stand fast in the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is with you. He will not fail you. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verses 6 and 8 tells us that you should remember that the Lord thy God is he that doth go before thee. He will not fail you, neither will he forsake you. He said it in verse 6. He said it again in verse 8 of Deuteronomy 31. He will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. Now, why is it necessary for him to say that repeatedly like that? Well, because it will look like sometimes when we are in these things that perhaps the Lord has forsaken us. But he will never forsake you. Why does the Lord allow us to go through all these things sometimes? Why doesn't he save us right away, you know, from it? Well, known unto God are his ways from the foundation of the world. And who are we that question with our maker? We don't know. I mean, there are many reasons that this may happen. One of the reasons is given to us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14. These are some of the reasons why God may allow, you know, us to go through not only good times, but also difficult and troubling times. He puts the one over against the other, we are told in Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. To the end that man should find nothing after he wants our hearts to seek him. And sometimes it might take some of those challenging times to do that. So, because of all of that being said, I'm going to bring this lesson today that I actually wanted to bring concerning seeking the Lord more and more. You know, seeking the Lord more and more. Father, as always, I thank you for the word of God comes to give us light and understanding. Indeed, it is time to seek the Lord like never before. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. The scriptures say in the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. Hosea 10 and 12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. We must seek the Lord. And I'm going to be sharing some scriptures with us on seeking the Lord more and more. What does that all mean? You know, yesterday we were talking about being thirsty for God, looking, you know, for satisfaction only from the Lord. Well, let's consider there are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about us seeking the Lord. There was a good scripture many years ago. I think I was about, you know, 19 or so, because I remember where I was in high school. And I found this scripture. Might have been a friend or so that shared it with me. But since that time, I committed this scripture to heart, you know. And this is Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. It says, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. So I knew, you know, from my youth and up that I must seek the word of the Lord. And I got to seek after God. Well, I also knew that God was calling me to teach it. But first, I got to seek it and do it myself. And this has been, you know, something that has stuck with me over the years. I've always kept in my heart, even if I didn't speak about it. It was always in my heart. I got to seek the law of the Lord. you know, and to do it. You know, search it out and then do it. And also teach it to others. That's what Paul said to Timothy. He said, these things that are committed to you, do them. You know, do nothing by partiality, but do them all. And then teach them to others. Faithful people that can also teach. And create that ripple effect. You know, so we see that we need to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. Prepare your hearts to seek the Lord. And in such a time, when the Lord says, Lord, I'm going to give you rest. You know, the other day we were reading the story of Asa. How in the time that the Lord gave him rest, you know, he thought to seek the Lord and to do even more things. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so you got to do one thing. One thing only at this time. Well, other things, but a major thing at this time. You know, Psalmist said in Psalm 27, he said, look, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after. You know, you can read that in verse 4 of Psalm 27. Seek after one thing. Well, there's one thing that's uppermost in my heart, he said, and that I'm going to pursue. That I may dwell, they call it the house of the Lord, but we call it the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. You know, and when you do that, he said, look, because in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. Hallelujah. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. My head shall be lifted up even above my enemies and so forth. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle, in his presence, sacrifices of joy. Yea, I will sing and I will sing praises unto the Lord. Well, let's talk about seeking the Lord. We need to seek the Lord more and more. I mean, so many scriptures in the Psalms. No wonder the Lord called this man, apart from praising the Lord and so forth. He always talked about seeking the Lord. Yeah. Seeking the Lord. He said, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men. Psalm 14 and verse 2. The Lord is looking down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand. And if there were any that were seeking God, you know, unfortunately, many people were turned aside. They were not seeking the Lord. But the psalmist said, look, God is checking it out. Didn't Jesus say the same thing? The Father is looking for those who will worship him in the spirit and in truth. These are some of the things that God wants us to do, to seek him even more. Praise the Lord. There are some promises for those that seek the Lord. For instance, Psalm 9 and verse 10. And they that know thy name, ha, they shall put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken, neither will thou forsake them that seek you. Praise the Lord. The Lord will never forsake those that seek the Lord. And it is time for us to seek the Lord like never before. Let's make him our chief quest and our chief joy in life. No matter what it is that's going on around us. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, there is no water at all. I want to see thy power, he said. I want to see thy glory. One time the Lord showed it to him in the sanctuary. And from that time, you know, he couldn't get his mind off of it, you know. And he said, look, I want to see more. Praise the Lord. There are many blessings and promises when we seek the Lord. Job chapter 22 and verse 21 says, acquaint now thyself with the Lord. See? Draw closer to him and you'll be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Well, that's the word of God. And lay up his words in your heart. If thou return to the Almighty to seek him, then thou shalt be built up. And you put away iniquity far from your dwellings. Then, glory to God, shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, in seeking the Lord, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Thou shalt have even plenty of silver. Don't worry about it. We'll bring it to you. For then shalt thou have thy delight. First, you make your delight in the Lord. And you lift up your face unto God. You make your prayer unto him and he shall hear thee. But also remember to pay your vows, he said. Thou shalt decree a thing also and it be established unto thee. And the light will shine upon your ways, all from seeking the Lord. And the Lord will strengthen you to become an encourager. He said, when men are cast down, you will be saying that there is a lifting up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. You know, how do you renew your strength in seeking the Lord and waiting upon him? They say, Lord, what will thou have me do? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what a waiter does when you go to the restaurant. You know, come by and say, is everything in order? What else can I get for you? They're waiting on you, waiting for your command and whatever you order so that they may go and bring it to you. Praise the Lord. And we must do the same. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord and wait for him. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 40. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, he said, they that wait on the Lord, in verse 31, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 34 and verse 10. I'm just going through and giving you some of these scriptures. This is follow-up from yesterday. Some, you know, more scriptures that you can use to strengthen yourself about seeking the Lord. Remember, they that hunger and thirst after him shall be filled. There's a deep that's calling within you, reaching out to the Lord, and he will satisfy you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 34 and verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So the promises for seeking the Lord. Well, what does it mean then to seek the Lord? Well, seek first the things that have to do with his kingdom and his righteousness. Matthew 6 and 33. And then all these other things, he said, shall be added unto you. We should not seek those things, but we should seek the giver of those things. And he will give you those things. Praise the Lord. We heard testimonies in the room. You know, when we seek the Lord, when we praise him, praise the Lord. The humble, he said in Psalm 69 and verse 32. Well, the humble shall be glad. Your heart shall live when you seek the Lord. He said, the heart of them shall live that seek God. That's Psalm 69 and verse 32. Many wonderful promises. Take note of these things, you know, that the Lord says about us seeking Him. Promises throughout the scriptures for us to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, He says, even in Isaiah chapter 55. You know, seek the Lord. When is it? What time is it that we must seek the Lord? Well, Hosea already told us it is time to seek the Lord until He come and rain righteousness upon us. And what is Isaiah saying here in Isaiah 55 and verse 6? Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Well, so that means, you know, when the Lord is near, you grab a hold of Him. Hallelujah. Call upon Him while He's near. Well, and He gave a further advice on how to seek the Lord. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. That's right. We must seek the Lord. It is time for us to do that more than ever before. Isaiah 51 and verse 1. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock from whence you were hewn, and to the hole from whence you were dug. Hallelujah. Ye that seek after righteousness, and ye that follow the Lord, or follow righteousness and seek after the Lord, the Lord promises gladness and joy for you. The Lord will comfort Zion, He said in verse 3. He will comfort and He will bring gladness and joy. There will be the voice of thanksgiving finally. And the voice of melody will come. Even come out of seeking the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must seek the Lord all the time. Deuteronomy chapter 4, you know, gives us instructions, you know, Moses and all the instructions that he gave to the people from time to time. You know, this was, you know, one of them. And here's what he said will happen to you. You know, but he, you know, he said when you are in trouble, when you're in difficult situations, even if in foreign land and so forth, you're suffering and because of whatever, you know, but if from then, in the place where you are, if you shall seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. If thou shalt seek Him with all your heart and with all thy soul. And when you are in tribulation, and all these things come upon you, then you turn to the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And He will be merciful unto thee. He will not forsake you. Glory to God. And the Lord will come and comfort you. Now these are promises from the Bible. Zephaniah chapter 2. Yeah, these things are mingling instructions and also promises at the same time to seek the Lord. We'll mingle them all together. Seek ye the Lord, he said. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 3. All ye the meek of the earth that have wrought his judgment, seek even after righteousness. Did not Jesus say that himself? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek ye meekness. Hallelujah. So that it may be so that you will be hidden. God will hide you in the day of the Lord's anger. For those that are seeking after the Lord, the Lord will put a mark on you, will keep you in the day of His anger. He will preserve you. Psalmist said, He will hide me in His pavilion until the time of indignation be overpassed. Praise ye the Lord. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 21. More on seeking the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, look, there's coming a time that the, you know, people will begin to say to one another, you know, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. And you will say, I will go also. You know, contrary to, you know, the time when people's hearts are not after the Lord, there's coming a time, saith the Lord, and now is. And the Lord is putting this hunger in the hearts of the people again to seek the Lord. And when they say it is time to pray, it is time to seek the Lord, the people will say, yeah, I'm coming. I'm right there. Count me in. Praise the Lord. You know, for those that seek the Lord, you know, there are many benefits and many promises. You know, God commands us to seek the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. You know, let's see some of the things also that are said in some of these other places. You know, seek the Lord, he said in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. He said, be ye mindful always of his covenant. Verse 15. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Remember the covenant that he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Hallelujah. You know, and all the things that the Lord said, he said, seek him because he had promised many wonderful things. You know, sing unto the Lord all the earth, he said in verse 23. Show forth from day to day his salvation and declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all people. Declare it, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105. Some of these same things are written there. You know, to seek the Lord. And look at the benefits and the blessings when we come in drawing, when we come to the place that we're drawing after the Lord. This 1 Chronicles 11 that we read, same things are written, 1 Chronicles 16, sorry, that we read from verse 11, same things are written in Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, and so forth. You know, we need to seek the Lord. As you continue in seeking the Lord has benefits for those that seek him. In fact, the Lord promised that at the end of the age, even people will be seeking the Lord. You know, we see there was a promise given in the book of Amos, chapter 9, and we see that in Acts chapter 15, the apostles were referring to these things again. You know, in Amos, chapter 9, we are told in verse 11 that in that day, saith the Lord, will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and I will close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I'll build his house in the days of old, that they may possess, you know, the remnant of Edom and all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that will do this. Glory to God. And so, the apostles, referring to this same prophecy, they expanded it, you know, and brought out something even more. In the book of Acts chapter 15, praise the Lord. We're reading this. He said, after this, verse 16, will I return and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down. And I will repair the ruins again, and I will set it up so that the residue of men, this is another dimension that he's bringing in now. The residue of men might seek after the Lord. The reason God's bringing back, you know, this element about David, the tabernacle of praise, the tabernacle of worship. David was a man after the heart of God. God is bringing it back, bringing the effect of it back upon his people so that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And even the Gentiles, you know, the Lord said, well, even the Gentiles who seek after the Lord, saith the Lord that does all these things, because known unto God are all his works from the beginning. So you see how the Lord is bringing these things together, you know, showing us that it is time for us to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord continually, the scripture says. And sometimes, you know, God will allow some things to happen to drive us towards seeking the Lord even more. But we don't need to wait for anything to happen that will cause us to, you know, the things like that. We need to seek the Lord. Now, Hosea chapter 3, he will refer to this same promise, you know, that the apostle brought together there in Acts 15. He took the words of Amos, he took the words of Hosea, and he brought it together. Here's what he says in Hosea chapter 3 and verse 15. Afterward shall the children of Israel, Hosea 3 verse 5. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. And they shall fear the Lord and his goodness even in the latter days. Well, we are the children of the Lord. And we must return according to Job chapter 22. He said, acquaint now thyself with the Lord. Return to the Almighty and thou shalt be built up. So we must return to the place of seeking the Lord. Why are there so many blessings associated with seeking the Lord? Well, because the Lord, he put that hunger and that thirst inside the man when he breathed into him. The first experience of man upon the face of the earth was to receive the spirit and the breath of God. That was his very first experience. When he created the man was just there, lifeless. But his first experience was an encounter with the spirit and the breath of God. And from that point on, he became a living soul. And there was something in that soul, that Holy Spirit, that breath of God, that's the only thing that can satisfy that soul. And when we get away from his presence, that soul will languish, but we must come back into his presence all the time. We must seek the Lord and we will find him. Jeremiah says in 29 and 13, when you seek the Lord with all your heart, you will find him. What does that mean? That means not haphazardly. And even when we are seeking the Lord, we shouldn't say, well, I'll seek him. If he shows up, fine. If not, fine. Well, if you say that, you're likely to not find anything. You're not going to find the Lord if you seek him with, well, if you know, I'm going to seek. And well, if he shows up, fine. If not, fine. It's the same thing as if the Lord heals me, fine. If the Lord doesn't heal me, fine. Well, you're not going to get any healing that way. We need to sink our teeth into the thing like a bulldog, like a pit bull, you know, that will not, you know, turn loose. You know, you stay right there with the Lord. Don't turn loose when you're seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Now, seeking the Lord here doesn't mean only fasting. You know, some people associate that with fasting. And fasting is good, but it means seeking the Lord. Fasting or not, your heart is upon the Lord. You're seeking the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord. You're wanting to hear from you. We need to hear from you, Lord. I need to hear a word from you. If I don't hear from you, what am I going to do? I need a word from you. I mean, you seek the Lord. You search the scriptures. You seek the Lord. Say, I need to hear from the Spirit of God. I need to commune with God. We bring ourselves into a place that we can hear more clearly. You know, sometimes we got to detach ourselves from all the noise around. Praise the Lord. You got to tune in, tune out and tune in. Tune out and tune in. Tune out and tune in. Remember that. You got to tune out, zone out from all the distractions and the noise and the voices of reason and unbelief and fear and doubt and worry, and tune in into the presence of the Lord. For in His presence, when you get in there, He will bring joy. He will bring rest. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord while I sought the Lord. Well, you know, sometimes He doesn't show up right away, but you got to keep searching and seeking. Psalm 40 and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay like quicksand. He got me out of there, and He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And I put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Ha! Glory to God. You know, let's seek the Lord. Seek the Lord that created the heaven and the earth. Seek the Lord, the Almighty. Seek the presence of His Spirit, the glory of His face. Let's seek Him. Let's call upon Him while He is near. There's a time of refreshing that is promised us. In the book of Acts chapter 3, you know, Peter was speaking about it on the day of Pentecost. And he said, look, there is a time of refreshing that is coming in Acts, you know, Acts chapter 3, verse 19. There coming a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Now, this time of refreshing, I declare unto you by the word of the Lord. You know, Paul said, look, you know, he said, look, I've declared unto you by the word of the Lord that which I also received from the Lord. And he was bold to declare it, you know. You know, that's 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also declared unto you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me say it to you this way. I received of the Lord that which I also declared unto you the beginning of this month, that there shall be a time of refreshing for God's people. That it shall be the beginning of months and a month of rest. But not just one month, because it will be the beginning of months. Hallelujah. And the Lord, you know, the second half of this year, you know, there's a time that the Lord had to cause the east wind to come, and all night long it was rolling back the Red Sea. All night long. It did not happen in one moment. It did not happen in a twinkling of an eye. But it took all night long to roll back those sea billows. Huh. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is, I saw it at the beginning of this month. Lord is rolling back those sea billows. And it may look like it's going to be all night long. It may not be instantaneous sometimes. Sometimes it can't be. Most of the time it may not be. But whether it's instantaneous or not, if you look, you will see that the Lord is actually rolling back those billows. They are trying to come in against you like a flood. But the Lord said in Isaiah 59, you know, and verse 19, when the enemy tries to come and sweep you away with a flood, what is the Lord going to do? He will roll back the billows. Hallelujah. He will raise up a standard. That's right. What is the standard? Well, this is the standard right here. We are telling the people, look unto the Lord and be ye saved. Stay upon Him in quietness and He shall come to you. Hallelujah. We are told that the Lord will lift up a standard against him by the Spirit of the Lord. And this is the standard according to Isaiah chapter 62 and 10. This is the standard. We're raising that standard right now. Go through, he said. You got to go through. No matter what it is that, you know, you're facing right now, is confronting you, you will go through. Hallelujah. Go through. Glory to God. And he also says to the people, the priests, to go ahead of the people. Go through the gates and prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up a highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard. Ha, that's a banner. We'll raise up that banner. And that standard is the word of the Lord. And the word of the, what is the word of the Lord saying? What is he proclaiming? Well, it says, say to the daughter of Zion. Now there are women in this room today. And I say unto you, thou daughter of Zion, that is belabored by, you got to deal with your husband, you got to deal with your children, you got to deal with your grandchildren, you got to deal with these and that and so forth. I say unto you today, behold, thy salvation cometh. It's just around the corner. Hallelujah. And his reward is with him. And his work of salvation and his work of redemption is before him. And ye shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, the one that the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The psalmist said, the Lord has redeemed me even from the snares of death. Marakundi Shelaro Bosaya. I'm going to pray over the room right now. Labor to enter into that rest. Now that seems like an oxymoron. If you are going to rest, why should you be laboring to get that rest? Well, it means fight for it. Contend for it. Don't let it pass you by, and don't let the enemy take it from you. You know, you've got to contend for what the word of the Lord already said. Elijah said, I heard, the Lord showed me the sound of abundance of rain, and I saw the rain coming, but then the heavens were still brass. Nothing was happening, but he began to contend in prayer. Hallelujah. Push, someone said, is pray until something happens. P-U-S-H. You got to keep praying. Ha, hallelujah. So I'm going to pray, you know, as often as the Lord gives me the grace, I'm going to come into this room throughout this month and encourage the people. I'm going to pray over the room. I'm going to pray for the people. I'm going to encourage you the best I can. Hallelujah. Listen to the words of this Hebrews 4, and I'm going to use this to pray. Hebrews 4 and verse 11. I started from verse 9, actually. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Glory to God. Now, God has promised that rest. Those to whom he promised it before didn't enter in, but we are going to enter in. Because we will not fall back unto perdition. Now, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest. Now, if you enter into your rest, the Lord will cause you to cease from all those labors. You know, just like he said in Leviticus 26 and 13. He said, I've caused you to cease from those heavy burdens that the devil put upon you, caused you to be bent over, and now make you to go upright, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is a promise for us that the Lord gave us. We should no longer be bondmen. We should not be, you know, subject to all these burdens and so forth. I've caused you to go upright, saith the Lord. Now, these burdens, they're so heavy that people cannot stand upright. But the Lord said, I've lifted the burdens. Glory to God. You know, trade your sorrows and your worries and take upon you my yoke and my burden, because it's light and it's easy. Now, let us therefore labor to enter into that rest so that we don't fall after any example of unbelief like they did. So, Father, I pray for strength for your people. not to give an inch. When the enemy comes in against you with all the onslaught, there's problem on every side. Trouble in the family, trouble on your job, trouble in your finances, trouble in this, trouble in that, and so forth. The Lord says, I will come. Thy salvation is coming. Say and pronounce unto the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. The day of deliverance is just around the corner. So don't give up and don't give in. Our God will come and he will save us, saith the Lord, and the scriptures. He will save you too. Praise God. I pray for strength for everyone that is here today, that you will receive strength to fight the good fight and not to give in and not to give up. Your God, he will come. He shall not keep silence. Glory to God. He's coming. He's coming to save us. The salvation of the Lord is at hand. You know, many times the Lord will give instructions. We saw to the people who said, look, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For these Egyptians that you see that have been troubling you, these burdens and so forth, God will remove them far from you, and he will deliver you, and you will see them no more. There's a time for everything. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Our God shall come. According to Psalms 50 and verse 3. He will come and he will save us. And the Lord said that a fire shall devour before him. Shall be very temptatious around him. He's coming. He's going to fight for us. And he's going to save us. And we also will trust in the name of the Lord our God. In his name shall we set up our banners. Harabashundiri alakusaya. Glory to God. We will not be deterred. We will keep pressing in until we see the salvation of the Lord, which he has promised to all them that wait for him. Glory to God. So while you wait in the corridors of waiting, keep knocking the door through praise. Hallelujah. Praise him for what he has already done. Enter this way into God's presence. As you praise the Lord, as you be thankful for all the things that he's already done. It could be worse, but it isn't. There is still life. And people say, well, there's life, there's hope. Well, there's more than hope. We have assurance. We have an anchor that goes and enters beyond the veil. It's the anchor on the word of God, because his word will never fail. What he promised, what he said he would do, that's what he's going to do. May the Lord lift up all the hands. Let there be a lifting up, even on today, for the hands that hang down. Glory to God. The feeble knees, let them receive strength, and the heads that are bowed down, let them be raised up. Raise up now your head. Let not your head be bowed down anymore. Neither put ye ashes on your head, for ye are the daughters of the king and the sons of the king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his glory shall rise upon you. Arise, the Lord said, and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And it will be seen. People will see it. And they say, what has God wrought for them among the people? Hallelujah. The deliverances of God are coming for you. I send arrows of deliverance your way in the name of Jesus. You know, and I pray even now for everyone that's in this room to receive grace from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.